This is KERA News. 2.9 million Texans have applied for unemployment benefits since COVID-19 hit North Texas, and every applicant has a different story. KERA's Hadi Mwagdi has been talking to folks who've lost their jobs during the pandemic. He recently spoke with Lucretia Thompson in a Fort Worth coffee shop. She says she never thought her life could fall apart so quickly and without anyone to blame.
Hi, my name is Lucretia Thompson. I'm 47 years old. I'm a mother slash grandmother who takes care of her two-year-old grandson and my elderly father and now, of course, my sick cousin. I'm a truck driver who's unemployed right now. COVID-19 hit and the company that I was with, one of our major suppliers, they took off. When they took off, then it pretty much put me and my husband in the unemployment line, something we wasn't used to. And during the time, also, my husband got to the point to where he was complaining about his eyesight. So we took him to the hospital, and his blood sugar was well over 600. So he's losing his sight. The doctor told him in his last visit to prepare for unemployment. So I'm now the sole breadwinner in the family, but finding work is kind of, you know, slow. I recently filled out an application, and I had been calling, you know, trying to figure out what was going on, and they decided not to move forward with me. And it bothers me because I know there's nothing to stop me from getting a job. You know, I was even told that I was overqualified. How am I overqualified to drive a truck? Give me the application, let me fill it out and do your research and give me the job and let me go to work for you. It's like a blow to your ego too, it really is. Because it's like, you know, you worked all these years to make sure your family have a roof over their head and all of a sudden you face an eviction. It's scary because you don't know what the outcome of it's gonna be. You know, you have the people looking up to you right now because I'm the only one that's able to work and can't find anything. And it's been kind of difficult for us. We try to stay positive, but when you're used to taking care of yourself and not depending on nobody to take care of you, it gets kind of hard. It's really troubling, you know, and it's scary because you've been in a position to where you haven't had to worry about where your next meal was coming from or whether or not you were going to be able to feed your kids. You know, I have been able to, you know, provide for my children and my grandchildren with no problem up until now. And it's really taken a toll on me as a mother and grandmother. I'm pretty much worried about my grandson. What's the effect it's having on him, you know? How's he feeling, you know? Because he has an opinion, too, you know? He just don't know he has an opinion. He don't know, you know? It's hard not being able to do for him like I used to. Actually, not even being able to take care of myself half the time. I mean, it's really a struggle. It really is. I'm angry, you know? I'm upset, and someone is, I get up and I scream, like, Lord, why? I'm ready for it to be over. I'm ready to go back to work. I'm ready to be able to take care of my family. I'm ready to not have to worry anymore. I'm ready for the pains to stop. I'm ready to stop crying. I'm not going to say I don't know why I'm crying, because I know why I'm crying. I'm hurt that my family is going through this. I don't fault anybody for it, you know. It's something that happens, and it happens to a lot of us, and it's sad, but very, very true. It's happening. It's really happening, and, you know. It's tearing us apart. I tell you, it keeps you in prayer. Lord Jesus, I think we're best friends now.